Hey, you. It's Dave Wingert. If you were looking for good company this morning, boy, you hit the mother load. We got to spend some one-on-one, face-to-face time with our little foster child who's come to visit.
Yes.
It's Josh Groban, of course, who was discovered by and your two albums were produced by the great David Foster. Do you go to bed at night thinking, is this really happening to me? I mean, one day you were on stage at the Los Angeles High School for the Performing Arts.
Right.
Singing All I Ask of You.
Exactly.
And the next minute you're on stage with Celine Dion pinch hitting for Andrea Bocelli.
And it was literally the next day. I mean, it was just...
What's like, the next day?
It was, we were in rehearsals for a show, and the next day I was called to do this Grammy rehearsal with Celine. And I came back to rehearsals the next day, and, you know, I had tech work I needed to do in that show as well. I wasn't just singing, I was pulling curtains, so I had a lot of work to do. So, I was invited to go to the Grammys that year to watch, because I'd worked for the rehearsals, and they were saying, you know what, we realize this is a very important thing for you, but, you know what, we need you to pull curtains in the second act, so you got to be here. So I learned very early on the discipline of theater and all that, but yeah, a tear. But no, it's been incredible. The album is majority of it is English and Italian, and then we did one song in Spanish, one song in French, and it's been incredible. Yeah, I go to sleep at night just so thankful for the fact that I've been able to take this music and reach so many millions of people with it. And it's really difficult to do. You know, it's a very, very competitive world out there, and especially in music, where everything is so formatted. It's great to know that I can continue to do what I love to do every single day. It's a real blessing.
Mm-hmm. I read a review of Closer online, and one music critic called it popper, kind of a marriage of pop and opera.
Right, right. Well, I think that, you know, when people ask, you know, what is it? Is it classical? Is it pop? When I'm walking to the music store, I find it in so many different sections. But that's great. You know, I mean, at first I was thinking, this is confusing. You know what my goal is? Just to get it in the front. You know, let's just get it in the front. That would be nice. So we've reached that goal. But even so, you know, it's put in different genres by different people. And I think that I completely leave it up to the listener to decide what it is to them. Because to me, it's just me. So I don't... I'm not really one to say what it is, but I'm so glad that people of different genres are enjoying it.